Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. Hi, I'm Heather, and I'm really excited because we have friends over. Cindy Shuffelbarger is with P23 Retreat. Actually, she is the co-founder along with her husband, and she's the executive director of P23 Retreat, an organization that ministers to parents who have lost children. Cindy, I am beyond grateful that you're here this morning.
Thank you, Heather. It's so good to be here.
Now, this may be the first time that our friends listening have heard of P23 Retreat. Tell us about what is P23 all about?
Sure. So our mission is creating space for parents to grieve. And so essentially, we send grieving parents on a private retreat for the purpose of just getting away and having rest and respite to process their grief. Life keeps coming.
Right? Life
Even
keeps coming.
Oh. Grief is the loss of a child is life-changing, and to manage the daily functions of life in those early stages is really hard. And so we just want to allow people to push pause and to be able to get away and take a retreat.
Knowing a little of grief, I know grief doesn't play fair.
True.
You know, especially as you're trying, like you say, get back to the electricity bills have to be paid, you know, the car insurance, you have to go to the grocery store. These things that used to be mundane tasks can suddenly just feel very overwhelming.
Exactly. Grief is exhausting.
Oh,
it's
yes.
not just an emotional drain. Mm-mm. There are physical things that are happening in the body. Depression, increased heart rate. People can have an increased incidence of heart attacks.
Oh, wow.
There's fatigue, mental fog.
Right.
You kind of feel like you're going crazy sometimes.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
The reality is it's just a normal physiological and emotional response to grief.
Well, especially as you mentioned, the grief of losing a child. To me, it just seems like that grief is magnified by a jillion.
It is. Like, we don't want to minimize anyone's grief.
No.
Grief is hard,
yes,
regardless.
Grief doesn't play nice.
But you are correct. There's studies out that suggest that the loss of a child is the most devastating type of loss, and that the effects of it are longer lasting than other types of grief.
I'm sure. Hey, thanks so much for listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER. Hi, I'm Heather, and we have friends over. Cindy Shuffelbarger is with us. She and her husband co-founded P23 Retreat, an organization that ministers to parents who have lost children. And if you want to learn more about all that they do and the communities that they serve, you're welcome to go to their website, p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. I know you and your husband are co-founders of P23 Retreat. Have you experienced the loss of a child?
We have. Sadly, our third daughter was born with a condition called trisomy 18, and it's a condition that's considered incompatible
with life. Right.
We chose to continue the pregnancy.
Good for you. Did you get pushback on that?
We did get some pushback.
I can't even imagine.
I had one doctor who was very supportive of our decision, and I had one doctor who was not terribly supportive of our decision.
We'll just leave it at that, right?
But I was very grateful for my doctor, my primary doctor, who was very supportive.
Because in those moments, you know, carrying that baby to term, you got to have time with her.
Absolutely. So we prayed for her. We had, we didn't have a traditional baby shower, obviously.
I'm sure.
But we did have a gathering
Good.
And a celebration. We had friends bring words of encouragement,
Good.
Prayers, verses, and all of those things. So we did celebrate her life. And praise God, she was born alive, even though they had said she likely wouldn't be.
Oh, wow. And see, so, God working right there.
Right? And so we got to hold her, love her, sing to her, bathe her, rock her. I got to be her mom.
Yeah.
And we had her for 2.5 days.
Wow.
And of course, then the journey of grief was ushered in, and it was devastating.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And I had to work out a lot of my faith during that time as well.
Oh, I would imagine there are a number of questions.
Sure. Well, fortunately, and I attribute this to the grace of God, I had started journaling right about the time I found out I was pregnant with Ashlyn. And I had been resistant to journaling, and I had a mentor who kept pressuring me, and finally I was like, okay, I'll try it. And so after her death, my line of thinking went along the lines of God could have healed her, and he chose not to.
Right.
He must not love me.
Right.
And I thought, that's I can't be stuck in that place.
No, because that's what the enemy wants you to believe. You're easier to manipulate if you believe that God is an abusive parent.
Exactly. So I went back and started reading my journals from that time, and I had in my own handwriting over and over evidence of God's love for me. I'd seen where he was at work during that entire time, and it was just a huge blessing to have those journals where I had been sharing my thoughts and all that God had been doing in our lives throughout that time.
And what's funny is you probably thought like, oh, this is just a really sort of like offhanded little sentence I'm writing. But when you come back to it, it was probably leaping off the page.
It was powerful, powerful. And interestingly, this has been many, many years ago, but it's inspired me to write a book about what God had taught me through that process.
Wow.
And so that whole thing was just therapeutic. And it was really God showing me his grace and his love, and that any pain he can redeem.
Whew, yes, he can. Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. Hi, I'm Heather, and we are having an amazing conversation with a very important friend. It's Cindy Shuffelbarger. She and her husband are co-founders of P23 Retreat. It's a special ministry that does minister and help care for parents who have lost children. And if you want to find out more about what they do, and as they like to say, they're just one touch point, but if you'd like to find out more about their ministry, p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. And Cindy, you were just telling us about the loss of your daughter. I had forgotten about this until we started talking. When I was newly married, a girl in our church, she and her husband had gone through infertility, and we were going through infertility, kind of a shared journey. And then she got pregnant, and they had the cutest little baby boy. And he very suddenly, without explanation, passed away. And it was probably 18 months. Like, the look in her eyes was different. The texture of her hair, like you said before, there's a very real physiological response. And it was Mother's Day, almost 2 years after he passed, and she had this beautiful tattoo of, you know, his name on her arm. And I said, I'm really sorry. I said, I guess I just have a lot of questions for God. And she grabbed my arm, and I will never forget this. She said, the second you open your eyes in heaven, everything will make sense. And here is this woman on the tail of horrible grief ministering to me in a way that, I mean, that's been 20 years, and I still carry that with me, because like you, I had, you know, there are questions in the back of my mind. I still think, okay, now wait a minute. But knowing that a woman who lost a child looked at me and said, nope, it will all make sense.
What a beautiful testimony to her faith.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I'm going to assume that God worked really amazing ways through you and your husband through this.
Absolutely. So really, during those early months, it was really, it's devastating. And it's an awful time. Yeah. I had two other young daughters at the time. And so,
So life really had to go on.
Life had to go on. And I wanted to be a healthy mom and present for them. Yeah. And so there was a lot of things I had to push through. I was very quick to go see a grief counselor, a Christian
grief
counselor.
Good for you. Good for you.
And that was helpful.
Yes.
And my husband and I grieved very differently, as
men
and women
right,
do.
Exactly.
And so in those early months, though, our in-laws sent us away to their beach house, and we're like, just go take a break.
Wow.
My parents kept our other two daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
So just the two of us could get away. And it was huge, and just helping us take a breath.
Yeah.
And like, because life is still coming at you like a fire hose, but yet you're still trying to function, and you feel
and
like
you can't press pause.
You cannot press pause.
Oh.
And so when we reflected back on that time, it was several years later, we reflected back on what had been most helpful to us in those early days. We both said, that was like in the top three things was that break of being able to go away. And so we said, you know what? We want to do that for people one day.
Oh, my goodness. And so that's how P23 Retreat got started.
It's absolutely how it got started.
I've got chills. That is so cool.
So
you want to give that gift to other people because it did mean so much to you.
Absolutely. It was very meaningful to us and very, very much a part of our healing journey.
Oh, I'm sure.
So now, like, it wasn't our original idea. Originally, we were going to buy property and try to build a place. And we were kind of struggling to figure out how to make that happen. And one day in my quiet time, I was praying about it. And I was like, you know what? We know people who own rental properties. I wonder if they donate space.
Stop it.
And so that's where this idea in the structure of how we formed P23 Retreat came about. So we primarily use Airbnbs, or we use properties that people have donated use of through a rental program.
Incredible. And these are what's used for your retreats for the families.
Correct. So we interview them via Zoom, because, so they don't have to be local to us. It can be anywhere. We interview them and we find out a little bit about their story and we determine what feels retreat-like for them. Some people like water, some people like mountains.
Sure.
And so we look at, they can pick a time. They get about 3 to 4 nights away and they can pick the time of year. They can pick what days work for them based on their schedules. And then they tell us a general idea of what they want for a retreat. And then we search for properties.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll reserve something. We give them like 3 different choices so they can say, okay, yes, this feels right. And we try to pick something within about a 2-hour drive of their home.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then we give them a gift card along with paying for the accommodations. We also give them a gift card that they can use towards travel and
that's great
food while they're away. And then they get a care package with some brief resources, which includes a prayer journal and some activities to engage in to help them process their grief.
Yeah.
And then we have a team of people praying for them specifically while they're away.
Right.
And they get a Christmas ornament with their child's name on it.
That's lovely.
Something to remember their child.
Well, let me ask you, since you have experienced this loss, and I cannot imagine what that means to a family to get a Christmas ornament with their child's name, because in my experience with grief, it's very much, we never talk about that person again. Like, they never existed. But the person who is grieving desperately wants to talk about that person, whether it was a child or a parent or a friend.
Absolutely. So sometimes people are scared to engage
a
bereaved parent because they don't want to make us remember
or cry
the sadness or the cry. Right. But the reality is we're already thinking of our child
every second
and
of
so
every day.
And so really mentioning our child's name is a gift because it reminds us that they're not forgotten.
Right. And I love that sentiment that each Christmas, you know, they'll hang that up and know that it's not just them that remembers their child.
Right. So, yes, and we send them birthday cards every year on their child's birthday just so that they're remembered that their child's not forgotten.
I am so glad you're listening to WPER this morning because we have friends over. Cindy Scheffelbarger is the co-founder, along with her husband, of P23 Retreat. And it's a ministry that helps grieving parents after the loss of a child. And as you can hear, some of the most incredible things that were done for them as they grieved the loss of their child went into the foundation and formation of P23 Retreat so that they can now help other parents through an unimaginable time of grief. And if you want to find out more about all that P23 Retreat is doing, their website is p23retreat.org. Okay, Cindy, so in looking at all of the things you went through during the grief after your daughter passed, how did you come up with all of these things to go, this meant a lot? Like you said, the being able to travel for a few days, just you and your husband, meant loads. But what were other things that, you know, maybe even we could do for others that we know are hurting in grief?
Mm. Well, that's what we like about this ministry is that we are doing something tangible.
Yes.
Like people often feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of grief groceries, and that's a very practical way,
right?
You deliver groceries and maybe paper plates, so they're not having to do dishes.
Yes.
Maybe someone actually sent us a house cleaner and cleaned our house.
Brilliant.
I had had a C-section, so it was harder for me to do some things.
Oh, gracious,
so,
yes.
Mm-hmm. People will mow the lawn. But this is another tangible way that people can help. If they want to sponsor a retreat, they could do that.
Wow.
Or they could become a monthly sponsor, a monthly donor.
If someone listening has a rental property and they think, I would love to donate this to P23 Retreat.
Correct. Some people will say, well, you can use it on our off season.
Oh, right.
We do, and that's fine because grief happens whenever.
It does, yes.
So we do ask that if someone's donating property to us or agreeing to let us use it, that it's part of a rental property because we want there to be easy access. We don't want people to have to bring their own sheets.
We don't
want there to be family portraits that might be around that would trigger, if you had.
Absolutely.
So we do ask that it's part of a rental property if they're making the donation of the space.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. So obviously you are a 501c3.
Yes, indeed.
And so you, much like WPER, thrive with the kindness of others, whether it's financial donations, donations of property for rental usage, or volunteers.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us, because you said there's a team of people praying when a family goes on a retreat. Tell us about the volunteers with P23 Retreat.
Sure. So we have quite a few volunteers. We do occasional group events.
Mm.
Like we'll do a Mother's Day event. We're going to have a Father's Day event just to help people prepare for those days.
Yes.
And then we have an upcoming group retreat. And so sometimes we'll have volunteers help with events like that.
Neat.
We have volunteers come help with our fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have prayer partners and folks that pray weekly, but then people that are praying specifically during the retreats. But we are in need of more volunteers. We specifically are looking for people who could do intake interviews for us and help schedule the retreats.
Yeah.
We're pretty much a volunteer-based organization.
Sure, right.
We have one part-time employee right now.
Wow.
And
all right.
She's been a great gift to us.
Sure.
But the rest of us are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so we need more volunteers. We need someone to help with our website. We need someone to help with social media.
Yeah.
And so there's all sorts of skill sets we're looking for, and we're trying to get all of that up on our website so that people will know ways that they can plug in.
Well, speaking of your website, what is your web address?
It's p23retreat.org.
That's p23retreat.org. And I will reintroduce my guest, who is Cindy Shuffelbarger. She is the co-founder, along with her husband, of P23 Retreat, a ministry that really does minister to families, parents, after the loss of a child. And again, p23retreat.org is their website. I'm wondering, how could I get information about P23 Retreat to give to someone or make the connection for someone I know who has lost a child?
Sure. Well, one way to do it is we're trying to get the word out to local churches.
Mm.
So sharing it with your missions team or your pastor or your grief group,
helping
to spread the word in those ways. We do have a referral form, or it's called a request form, on our website that can be downloaded, printed off, and then sent to us.
Oh, nice.
And so we do ask that if someone is self-referring or referring a friend, that there's a place on there that they would just have a pastor or a bereavement contact that would just sign off to say that this is an appropriate person to go on retreat.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
But really helping us communicate that our services are available, inviting us to speak at community groups, all of those things are ways that the community can help.
Oh, absolutely. And I would imagine you having the opportunity to speak to a church group.
Yes.
You know, because there is probably someone in everyone's life who has lost a child, and how do I help them?
Right.
Oh.
And so this is a way. So a couple of things. We serve anyone that's had a stillborn loss all the way up into early adulthood.
Oh,
we've served people that they lost a 30-year-old child.
Wow.
So we don't have a hard and fast cut off on that.
Right.
But anyone that's really in need of it, we will serve them.
I love that.
And we also are looking for people that can be ambassadors for us, that they can help share our message to churches, to tell other community groups. So that's another way to volunteer.
I'm going to assume maybe there's some training to be an ambassador.
Like that is correct.
Yeah, I'm going to be an ambassador. Run out.
Yes. So we are a fairly new organization. We've only been serving people. We're coming up on our second anniversary.
Really?
So some of that, we're still building some of the pieces and parts as we grow. And so, yes, indeed, there will be a training, but it's not, we haven't formalized it yet. We're doing it one-on-one at this point.
You're based in Richmond, correct?
We are, yes.
So where are the areas that you serve? If we're talking about retreat, is it just Richmond and Fredericksburg?
Actually, we have served people in 5 different states so far, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So because we use a lot of Airbnbs,
we
can do it anywhere, and we do the intake via Zoom.
Oh,
and
neat.
So we have served in Virginia. We have served in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Kansas.
Wow.
So we've been connected through some other organizations. We're looking for referring partners. So one organization is in Georgia, and they actually provide free grief counseling services for bereaved moms.
Oh,
and so then as part of that process, they then refer those same women to us for a retreat.
That's great.
And it's the ideal partnership because we feel like we're one touch point in their healing journey. We want to get people plugged into grief services so that they're furthering that healing process.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, the retreat is lovely, but when you come back, you know, like you said,
there's
there's still life. And you want to be that one touch point and working with other organizations.
Right. So we're really trying to help people connect.
I love that. And then you also connect people with different organizations.
Absolutely.
We're having such a great conversation this morning. I'm so glad you're listening to Your Encouraging WPER. Hi, I'm Heather. Cindy Shuffelbarger is with us. She and her husband are co-founders, and she is the executive director of P23 Retreat, an organization that helps minister to parents who are grieving the loss of a child. And as she mentioned, their website is p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org.
And I don't know that I mentioned, our name actually, P23 Retreat, is named for Psalm 23. And so whole idea of our shepherd mm-hmm. restoring and providing yes. still waters, green pastures, yeah. this peaceful setting, mm-hmm. and that he's walking with us, mm. that really is the motivation and the heart behind what we're doing.
But you know from experience what it's like to walk through the literal valley of the shadow of death and stand there as you've lost a child and know what those green pastures mean and what that respite means.
Mm. Indeed. I had a bereaved mom recently ask me, well, do you ever find joy again?
Oh, goodness.
And absolutely. I would say you come to this place where you can carry both the grief and the joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that the joy is greater because I know the depths of the pain of grief.
Yes.
And so there is healing that comes. I'll always wonder about my daughter
of
and look forward to being reunited with her.
Yes.
But I'm grateful that she was part of my life mm-hmm. and that her legacy continues.
Oh, yes.
We're still celebrating her. And her life had meaning and purpose, even though it was only 2.5 days.
Her life still has meaning and purpose
right?
with this incredible organization. Now, you actually have an event that's named for her, don't you?
Yes, our annual fundraiser is called Ashland's Ball.
I love that.
We just had it in August.
Oh, good.
And
how'd it go?
It went fabulous.
Good.
We did great. So hopefully for people listening, they can look for it again next year. It's usually the third Thursday in August.
Nice.
Her birthday is August 18th, and so we try
Perfect.
To host it around then.
That's
So, and Teresa came and was our MC.
She's a good kid.
She is.
But she, too, understands the depth of grief.
Well, interestingly enough, Ashlyn died the same week that her husband passed.
Oh, my word.
Mm. So we're connected in that way.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I have always found that people that understand how deeply grief cuts are really the only people that can help you when you're down there in the muck and the mire of grief. Oh, how neat that God connected you two.
Right? It was a fun little surprise this year
Absolutely.
For me.
So tell us about this incredible event that you have.
So we use it as an outreach to help. Again, we've only been at this for 2 years. And so we're still trying to spread the word about what we're doing. And because we're volunteer-based and we're a nonprofit, we need funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use it as an opportunity for both
purposes.
So we get quite a few sponsors who come.
Right.
We have a silent auction.
Neat.
We have a ballroom dance group that
that's
comes in and
cool.
teaches. They usually teach the foxtrot and the waltz.
That's neat.
So it's kind of a fun environment.
Yeah.
We can make a party around grief even.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yes, you can.
It seems a little counterintuitive, but we do. It is a fun event.
I bet.
So it's an opportunity for us to spread the word about what we're doing.
And I will reintroduce my guest, who is Cindy Shuffelbarger. She is the co-founder, along with her husband, of P23 Retreat, a ministry that really does minister to families, parents, after the loss of a child. And again, p23retreat.org is their website. If somebody listening says, I can help you with that need, how can they get in touch with you?
So the best way, they can either reach out through the Connect page on our website,
okay.
which is at p23retreat.org, or they can email me directly, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at p23retreat.org.
You do have that yearly fundraiser.
We do.
Which is great. But I also know that, you know, you can't have a fundraiser every month. So
exactly.
If people are interested in learning more about how to financially support you, not just with time, p23retreat.org.
Yes, you can go directly to our donate page, which is p23retreat.org/ or is it forward slash?
It's a
donate.
Slash, right?
It's right. You can find it on our webpage, and you can either do a recurring donation or a single gift. It can be done in memory of someone, in honor of someone.
Yeah.
So we welcome those sorts of gifts as well.
That's real. What a neat way to honor and cherish a memory that can sometimes be hard for people to talk about.
Right.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, thank you.
So what's up next for P23 Retreat?
Well, we hope to continue to grow. This past year, we served the parents of 28 different children.
Wow.
Right? And so we hope to continue to grow. We need the funding to do that.
The
manpower to do that.
Absolutely.
The God's direction to do that. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be going exponentially in that direction.
Good.
And so we hope to expand to other states. We hope to have other partnerships of organizations who can refer to us.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows where God's going to take us? Like, this wasn't our original plan. And so it's a little bit of an adventure already.
Right.
And obviously we have a vision of where we want to go. But
God,
we try to keep our hands open in serving too.
You have to. Because God will put something on your heart. And sometimes I'm convinced he asks you just to see if you will. Right?
Right.
Because if you're willing, he will use you in mighty ways, as you've already seen, helping 28 families this past year. That's an incredible gift. I am so glad you're listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER. We have friends over. Our friend Cindy Shuffelbarger is with us. She and her husband are co-founders of P23 Retreat. It's a ministry, a very special ministry, that helps bereaved parents after they've lost a child. There's so much that they offer. They're based in Richmond, but they work, well, pretty much anywhere thanks to the internet. And if you wanted to find out more about P23 Retreat and all that they do, you can go to p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. And since we're talking about grief, grief makes people uncomfortable.
It does.
And when you experience a parent going through grief after losing a child, I know no one means any ill intent, but sometimes we say things because the silence makes us uncomfortable.
Right. Right.
And so to know that, you know, I could say, oh, hey, here's an organization that can be of great assistance to you now in a way that meant few people could.
Right. And so we do have resources on our website too. One of the items is how to help your friend who's grieving.
Love that.
There are things to know about grief that maybe people don't know. And we've tried to make them in some easy to read infographics. We are on social media, so people can follow us on, we are on most of them. There's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and we are on LinkedIn. So
I love that.
Different varieties. We've been posting we've been doing a Grief is Messy series. And
Oh my word.
So check it out.
Yeah.
It helps, it gives ideas of ways to use everyday encounters and all five senses to engage our grief.
Wow. That's so helpful, because grief really does make other people uncomfortable when you're going through it. But I think the most surprising thing for me about grief was that I felt crazy.
That's a common response.
Is it really?
People think they're going crazy.
Wow.
And it's all of that's happening. I just went to a session earlier today about the neurobiology of what's happening during grief. And so you're not going crazy, but it does feel like it.
It feels
because of all of the things happening in your body.
Wow. So there was a physiological, a mental.
Right.
Wow. And like you said before, there's definitely a spiritual component, because I don't know a soul who has lost a loved one that hasn't looked up and went, okay, Lazarus, why not my loved one?
Right.
Right. And so we're left with these huge questions. And I think many people, I myself included, were brought up in a church where you did not question God. And so here I am immediately beating myself up. So you're helping to normalize grief.
Right. I think God actually steps into that space when we question, especially when we're hurting. He's very compassionate.
Yes.
He knows our pain.
He
cried. Right? Jesus cried.
Jesus wept.
Right? So he steps into that space.
Yes.
It's messy and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
My personal experience is he showed up day after day.
Big time.
And I came to know him in a deeper way.
Oh, my gracious. I would imagine. Because, like you said, when we question him, and I don't think it's a matter of if. But, you know, your kids question you, you know, and I try not to get upset, because I always think, well, how did God treat me when I questioned during my grief? You know, those spaces are really sacred.
Right.
You know, where he shows up when you're not going to let anybody else in.
He's there. I have story after story of things and ways that I've encountered him in his grace and love throughout the past 18 years since my daughter's life. And he continues to show me things. I pray for that periodically. Lord, I only have 2.5 days of memories.
Right.
So I can't recreate memories, but show me something. Mm-hmm. Show me a way that her life mattered or a way that you're working in still or through her life still. And God has been faithful over and over.
That makes you such an incredible resource for these families that you serve. Mm-hmm. Because from one grieving mom to another, you can see where God showed up for you as a grieving mother and share that, you know, and give that experience and that strength to a mother who's probably just trying to figure out how to take her next breath.
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from one of the other moms, you've given me hope.
Oh, in a situation, to me, would seem like a situation that's all but hopeless.
Right.
Oh,
so God is clearly at work, and we are thrilled to be a part of it.
You're amazing.
Oh, God's amazing.
Yeah, right.
He has been gracious and good.
Yes, we are praising God this morning and counting our blessings on your encouraging WPER. I'm so glad you're listening because we have friends over. Cindy Shuffelbarger is co-founder, along with her husband, of P23 Retreat. And they are a ministry that helps grieving parents after the loss of a child. We've talked so much this morning, not just only about their services and how they help families after the loss of a child, but also how we as friends and family of those grieving can help. And anything you'd ever want to know is at their website, which is p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. Cindy, I love the fact that you and your husband founded this ministry together, because you touched on it so briefly, but you're right. Men and women grieve differently. How is it different in the way that your husband is able to minister to dads who are grieving?
Mm. So my husband has not been really comfortable in connecting emotionally. Mm-hmm. He will share our story. It's not a space that he likes to step into in terms of his grief, though. Yeah. Like, he'll share our daughter's life. Aww. He'll share a ministry. And so I feel like this has been an outlet for him.
Oh, I bet.
To give some meaning and some words to our experience. And so I'm really proud of him to see. And it's exciting to see. He does a lot with community groups and talking about the organization. And he runs a business as well. So he's helped with the business aspect of it. But it really has been a good partnership with the two of us because our skill sets are very different.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's been encouraging to me to see him step into this role. Mm. And he will be actually doing his first men's group.
Oh, that's great.
Right? We're going to have this is our first Father's Day event coming up this year.
Oh, that's great.
And so he's going to go and participate in that as well.
So will there be hammers and power tools involved here? Or?
There will be zip lining and axe throwing.
So there's some heavy machinery in
right? And there will probably be a fire pit. And there will be a speaker to help the men engage. And then my husband and a couple of the other guys will stay
really
around
neat.
And connect.
Good. And so, again, anything people wanted to know about this or any other different groups that you've got going? At their website?
At the website, p23retreat.org.
Cindy, this is all just so incredible that it's something I'm very proud of. I mean, I've only known you a short time, but I'm so proud of the fact you said yes. When God put this on your heart, you could have been like, nope. But you said yes. You said, I'm in for the adventure.
It took me a little while before I said yes.
I can imagine, because, let's take the greatest pain of your life and make it your life's work.
Well, I wanted to be about women's ministry. I didn't want it to be about grief. So I started in that direction. And I would talk about joy and how to find joy in hardships. But I really wasn't willing to step into the grief yet, that space. And so here I am now.
Of course, because you were ready.
I was ready.
Oh,
and God
love
is patient
that.
With me.
Right, yes, He's infinitely patient, for which I am very, very grateful.
But it's very rewarding work just to see, to see someone's demeanor change when I'm talking to them, and just to hear that they say, "You know what? Thank you for seeing our pain."
Oh,
to sit in that space really is sacred space, and I'm grateful for that.
It's very sacred space, and like we talked before. Grief makes other people uncomfortable.
It does.
And so you know, to have someone willingly walk into your mire where you probably still feel like you're on fire and sit down with you and go, not only do I see you, but I have been there. There aren't many people that will willingly go into that space, Cindy. Good on you, kid.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hi, you're listening to Your Encouraging WPER. I'm Heather. I'm so glad you're listening this morning because we have friends in studio. Cindy Shuffelbarger is the co-founder, along with her husband, of P23 Retreat, an amazing ministry that helps parents after the loss of a child. And Cindy is helping pave the way. Cindy and her husband are helping pave the way for P23 that stemmed out of their grief after losing their daughter. And if you want to find out about all of the incredible things they're doing, or maybe how you could volunteer or get involved in supporting P23, you just go to their website, p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. And we've also been talking about how people treat you when you are grieving. And Cindy, I appreciate your insight about things we should and should not say to someone who's grieving. And you actually have pointers on your website. Again, that's p23retreat.org. Cindy, I know people who are grieving have trouble trying to figure out who to reach out to or when to reach out for help. When should a family reach out to you after they've lost a child?
Well, Heather, sometimes people decide that they want to take a retreat when it might be a hard season for them. So they might want to go on the anniversary of their child's death. They might want to go so they can celebrate their child's birthday because they want to do something special to remember.
Of course.
So it's a great time to set time aside just to focus on their child. And so that can feel healing as well. And so the community can help encourage people. Like if you have a friend who's grieving, you might suggest P23 Retreat to them and help them connect with us.
I hate the thought of a family having to celebrate a child that is no longer with us in secret. You know?
Right.
I mean, but that's probably how it feels to many grieving parents and families.
Right. Well, and even another time that people might want to go is Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Oh,
my first Mother's Day.
I can't even imagine.
I couldn't bring myself to come to church because our church did baby dedication on Mother's Day. And I should have been dedicating my baby.
Yes.
And so because Ashlyn wasn't with us, I was like, I don't think I can go to church that day. And I think God was okay with that. Like, we went away.
I think he more than understood.
Right?
Yeah.
We went away and we celebrated with our my husband and I and our other two children. And
that's great.
It was a lovely weekend. We went camping and we went to a state park and had a cabin.
Awesome.
And again, we made the best of a difficult weekend.
Absolutely.
But I made a conscious decision that I couldn't be in church that weekend when everyone else's babies were going to be dedicated.
Yeah. You didn't overlook the day.
Right.
You didn't ignore it. But different is okay.
Right. And we try to encourage people through some of the education that we provide and the resources that we provide that grief is not linear.
No.
It comes in waves.
Yes.
And to give yourself permission to do what you need to do. So when we host a Mother's Day event, we try to help women have an opportunity to remember their child, but also we do a short little presentation on ways to maybe acknowledge Mother's Day. And one of those things is do nothing at all.
Amen to that.
Right?
That's okay.
Right. And so we try to give permission to do what they need to do in their grief. Now, obviously, we give some other ideas, like do something that your child would have enjoyed. Do something that some other memorial activity for your child. There are lots of ideas, but we really are trying to give people permission to do grief their way. But also give them permission to take breaks from their grief because we forget that.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we do.
Like we're still human, so we still have all the emotions and it's okay to laugh.
Oh, and absolutely.
And to say, you know what? I'm going to put my grief on hold for the next 30 minutes and I'm going to do something fun. That's healthy.
It is. I love that you give people permission to grieve as they need to.
And that's part of what the retreat is about.
Oh, yeah.
They get to, we don't have a prescribed schedule. We give them ideas of things they might want to do.
Sure.
But it's completely up to them. If they just need to do sleep and self-care, they can do that.
Yes.
If they want to go hiking or do some of the activities that we provide, they can choose to do that. But we're really trying to help people grieve in a way that's meaningful to them.
You're so awesome. You are.
Thank you.
This is so fabulous because everyone processes grief differently at different paces. And for a while, I just felt like, oh, it's a backpack I got to, you know, sling over my shoulder every day. But to give somebody permission to go, yeah, lay that backpack down. It's okay.
Right.
Oh, God bless you and your ministry.
Well, thank you. We're hopeful to continue serving others and get the word out. And so I so appreciate you having us on today.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER. We have had a wonderful conversation with Cindy Shuffelbarger. She and her husband are the co-founders of P23 Retreat, a ministry that does amazing things in the name of Jesus Christ for parents who are struggling with grief after the loss of a child. And if you want to find out more about the work that they do, they're based in Richmond, but like she said, they work everywhere thanks to the internet. And you can always go to their website to find out more. Their website is p23retreat.org. That's p23retreat.org. I'm Heather. Again, I appreciate you starting your day with Your Encouraging WPER. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.